This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour on the DJV program, another hour of conversation. You're headed for inspiration. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria is not able to connect. The old business about what we were sort of underscores what we were talking about with regard to the value of technology. What's the old expression? You can't live with it and you can't live without it. The arrogance of these, and so I talked in the tech report, Jennifer, about the number of new smaller companies the government was trying to encourage to get started because we need competition. Remember, I went through the numbers. This isn't the technology companies, but how much tax we're paying for cell phones, and it's like 29% of the bill. And it's stuff that nobody can explain. It's just this fee, this tax, that tax.
And no one knows where it's going, what it's paying for, nothing.
Right, nothing, none of that stuff. So, meanwhile, the other side of it is to create or to foster more competition. The government's trying to incentivize smaller companies to compete with the likes of Verizon and, T-Mobile, AT&T, Spectrum. You've had nothing but trouble in California with these scum.
And I actually asked someone who was at my house about why. And typically when you have cable, because each system, like in the old days, each system used to be individually run. They would have different best practices and all of that. And so now that these big companies have come in, it has been a years-long project to try to upgrade everybody to get them on the same path, essentially, connected in the same way. And some areas are just slower to get to the table than others. So,
Okay. Insane.
But you know what? The one thing you can count on with technology is it will break and it will bother you.
Well,
and
we'll
hit our cell phones.
Victoria, we don't have any. You know, I remember when we used to use what they called, and this is maybe too much inside baseball, but we called it. It was Switch 56 at first, and that was called ISDN, and it was a digital connection.
Those were pretty good.
Yeah, they were. They were very reliable.
I don't think anything has been better than the ISDN.
No,
actually,
but then
that's been perfect.
It became cheaper to run everything across the internet,
It
became much less reliable. So
if you had an engineer who connected to someone's ISDN and forgot and went home overnight, man, you were nailed. It was expensive.
Yeah. So anyway, it's maybe that's too much inside shop. The Nipah virus, NIPAH. Have you heard of this?
Nipah, only from you.
Nipah. And you'd think with that name it would come from Japan.
I'll pass on the Nipah.
Wait a minute. Jay's here. I forgot about that. Jay.
Yeah.
Okay. You all right? Max okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Everything's good.
Okay. All right. Good. Sorry about that. We were gonzo and then I heard the voice. What? Wait a minute. Oh, Jay.
Oh, were you not hearing me? I've been talking.
I do hear you now.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I hear you now.
I think he just thought it was that we were one person. I think.
Yes.
All right. All right, so Nipah.
It's not just Nipah. Yeah, there's also the story I think I mentioned to you that the Afghans who are coming into this country, who are like there's 50,000 of them at our military bases now that we have to try to find resettlement for, or we don't have to, but we will find resettlement for. They have measles, huge measles outbreaks in this population. In fact, I think I heard that they've like the seventh highest number of measles on the planet, these Afghans. So, it's crazy. So what about Nipah?
Well, it's there. They found animals, goats have it, children have it, and they have apparently Malaysia, Singapore, they've had this with pigs and people since 1999. I didn't know anything about it. Did you? I never heard of it before. Now, it's becoming a big problem. And what they're doing with the animals, putting them to sleep and burying them as fast as they can,
They would think they'd burn him rather than bury him. That would be a better way of getting rid of that, I think, anyway. But this is something, again, from Asia. There's some suspicion that the Chinese are involved yet again. It's like everything else. They can't. What is it they say? We can never confirm or deny that this thing started in the lab in Wuhan. Of course, they can confirm it. They don't want to because they don't want to get the Chinese pissed off, at them. So now, horses, goats, sheep, cats, dogs apparently can become infected with this not so new virus. New to us. I've never heard of this before. Have you?
I remember hearing about this in the early aughts, but I thought it was just like a zoonotic disease. Only animals were getting it. I didn't realize people could get this too.
What's that term? Zoonotic?
Zoonotic. Did I pronounce it right?
Term. I don't know.
You sounded really smart.
Yeah, I'm very, very authoritative. Yes.
No, but yeah, I thought that it was only an animal disease.
Well, who knows? Next horror show about to happen. That's the next thing here is this, $3.5 billion. You thought, what happens in the news cycle, and I guess we're guilty of this too, sometimes when things are not on the front page, you forget about them. They get pushed off to the side. Well, not so fast with the $3.5 billion.
Trillion.
It is true.
Are you talking about the spending bill? Oh,
yeah,
it's a
T. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is ready to be pushed through the Senate and the House, but not so fast. Apparently, Mr. Munchkin.
Joe Manchin to the rescue.
Manchin, yes, right. Well, if you look
He's much more sensible. He says, you know what? Forget this $3.5 trillion. I'm only comfortable spending $1.5 trillion.
Yeah, right.
I mean, at that point, I don't even know. I don't even know. The numbers are too high. Too many zeros.
So, remember when Clinton passed the BTU tax? We're talking about taxes on phone. This is a tax that was an energy bill, basically. An energy where you was added to... It was going to be added to your bill from whoever your power supplier is. Eversource, there are four or five of those companies around the country. Anyway, so they passed this bill through the House, but the Senate said nothing doing. And they felt that this was political suicide to... we're a year away from the midterm election, right? And so there are a lot of Democrats whose seats are in question. Don't the Republicans think they can take over the House again next year?
Pretty easily, I think they think that.
Yeah. Well, so now the Senate's looking at this and they're thinking, okay, are we going to get in the neck as well? How many vulnerable Democrats are there in the Senate? You know those numbers better than I.
Yeah, the numbers right now suggest that the Republicans can take the House pretty easily, and that Democrats will hang on to the Senate by the margin, kind of where it is now, which is very much 50-50. So
right.
I think that map sort of benefits Democrats in the coming year, but a lot of the seats are not high interest seats like Republicans had last year to knock off some key Democrats. So or two years ago. So yeah, I think the Senate's kind of a crapshoot, but the House looks good for Republicans.
Well, because they need Manchin's vote, and they don't have it. This thing looks dead. And he said he pointed in his explanation to the midterm elections when Bill Clinton was president. The House Democrats passed this BTU tax, and the next election, 25 of them got booted because the Republicans used it, as they ought to have, as a way to get at these people who are vulnerable. More taxes we don't need. And that's
when you
why
think about it, for Democrats who are in more purple or red states, and there are a few of them up for election this coming year, that is like Murkowski in Alaska. I think Kelly's up for re-election again because it was a special election in Arizona. There are certain people who are up for seats where knocking this bill out would benefit them because they wouldn't have to explain it to their constituency that they signed away trillions of dollars, especially now that you're having to already deal with the bad publicity of Afghanistan, because don't think that's not going to be an issue next year. It's going to be an issue.
Yeah.
It already is starting. And so,
yeah.
So I think that there are a lot of people who will be secretly breathing a sigh of relief if Joe Manchin does try to stop this.
The idea here in terms of the $3.5 billion, what's people are asking, what's the money going to be used for? It isn't, once again, it's not infrastructure. Part of the bill was to have the feds.
That's a different bill.
Yeah,
so ridiculous.
Right.
Another trillion dollar bill. And that 3.5 trillion, I mean, this is the size of a budget, not just a spending bill. If you think about how much we've spent, like $6-7 trillion just in the last year dealing with COVID, we've got big problems. This is why people are feeling inflation already. I think it only gets worse if this goes through. We've already had our economy downgraded because the economic futures are not looking as good with this high spending, you know, to save the, we'll pay it off later mentality. It's just not working.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about increasing taxes on corporate entities. I have, maybe this sounds like counterintuitive for me anyway, because I'm not a tax spender. I think we have way too many taxes, but I wouldn't mind going after two categories. One, the companies that do business in China and refuse to try to move their production back here to America.
I agree with you. It's painful.
That's number one.
It's painful, but you need to start doing that. We have to do it.
Yep. The other is what we, when you realize how much money the federal government has spent for the vaccines, we're talking once again about trillions of dollars. The profits that Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson making off of this almost seems, what's the right word? It's lethal. And it's not fair. It's not right. It's not just. We continue to pay whatever they want. I think we all have to make money in order to survive. But, you know, why wouldn't you, if you're going to either make a deal with these people to buy it at a price that it isn't like the typical government, you know, will cost plus. That's what they're, but Boeing and Lockheed, when they make planes and boats and stuff, it's all, whatever it costs us plus, you give us 10%. So there's no bid involved. It's just, we'll spend as much money as we can and you'll get what you get. That kind of a thing. I just think that the other tax, the focus, if I lost focus for a second there, is to get some of the money back or don't pay it in the first place to the drug companies for all these vaccines. It's 18 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With a dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Sound of the DJB program. Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner here with Jay going through some of the things that are important on social media, the trending things on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. And I think I don't know if happy is the right word. I've always felt like Monica Lewinsky was somebody who was really special. And even though she made a mistake in judgment, she was a kid, she's had to live her life. Now, some people say, I think, Jennifer, did you say last week when I was talking about her in a different context that she was sort of milking this, or she's a victim?
No, I feel I'm happy Monica's actually milking this. She deserves it. It's her story. It totally changed the trajectory of her life. And so to have her story not told by the American Crime Story series, I think I don't love the salaciousness, because I think everybody sells stories to try to get power. But for her, it's a little different because her life was completely defined by this. Yeah. You couldn't hire Monica Lewinsky at a retail store. People knew who she was.
She was bullied. She was one of the first real victims of cyber and internet bullying. She was the butt of all the jokes, and she was not the only person in the whole situation, but yet she was the one that ended up getting really
always
the brunt
singled
of it.
Out.
And Clinton never, I don't even know if Clinton ever gets asked questions about it. So why is she showing up now? What's going on?
Well, American Crime Story Impeachment is premiering tonight on FX, and she is a producer on it. It's telling the whole story of the Bill Clinton impeachment, starting with what happened, and to really kind of make it as true as possible, even though it's still a dramatized miniseries, to still have some of the truth in it. She's a producer, and then she was discussing it on Today's Show with Savannah Guthrie, and she was asked, do you want Bill Clinton to apologize? And she was saying that she thinks that Bill should want to apologize, but at the same time, in her life now, she doesn't need his apology. Maybe 5 or 6 years ago, she did, because she felt like there was never closure in this, but now with everything else that's happening, people are talking about it more, conversations about power differentials are happening more, social media is, even though it has a lot of detrimental items on it, it can also allow more people to be heard. And she thinks that if this had happened, what had happened before, if it happened in today's society, it would have been handled completely different, 100%. And she would have actually had more support.
Well, didn't Clinton start with this, or during this era, the thing with her, didn't that make is
more acceptable.
He was
already in the White House when it started.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, you know, a lot of it was like, it was very bizarre because it was like, people excused the Clintons for their behavior. Bill Clinton got away with, well, it's just boys being boys, or that's Bill Clinton because he was a known womanizer, probably still is. And Hillary also kind of got away with it. She was awful to all the people who accused Bill Clinton of having relationships with them. She was awful. She was not a defender of women. She was awful to them. And the two of them kind of got away with that because of their, you know, their different roles and their power. And so the people who kind of laid in the wake, including Monica Lewinsky, I think, I don't know, I'm glad she gets a chance to tell her side of the story because, look, something happened. It was obviously two consensual people who had a thing for each other, and that's not necessarily out of the realm, but she was cast off by society for this. Linda Tripp was another one who totally manipulated her. So, yeah, I mean, I think at least she gets to tell her side.
Yeah.
Or at least the story from her perspective.
Yeah, well, she has said that she's had to get therapy from this again because watching her early 20s be depicted in a dramatized way is kind of, she has to relive this whole thing again. She can't help but be like, don't talk to this person. Don't trust this person. Don't smile back. Like, don't do these things. So she's being, she's kind of always been open, but she's being more so open and very vulnerable to it right now.
What did she do? I remember she did a lot of numbers.
Did she design handbags or something like that, I think? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So she was a public speaker, too. She went around talking about anti-bullying campaigns. And now she's a producer on this.
Good. All right. That's that story. 28 after. All the stories are here on the DJV show.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has sounded the alarm bells over the nation's borrowing limit that could spark a global economic crisis if Congress fails to take action. Yellen's warning, delivered to congressional leaders on Wednesday, said that the country could default on its debt as soon as next month. Democrats would need 10 Republican votes to raise the debt ceiling if Republicans filibuster the measure. Taliban fighters used whips and sticks against a group of women protesting the non-inclusive government in Kabul Wednesday. That was following the announcement of the all-male-only interim government. The fighters also beat a number of journalists covering the demonstration, according to witnesses on social media. The government issued a decree Wednesday banning all protests without prior Taliban government approval. Roughly a quarter million people in Louisiana are still without power. FEMA has set up field offices throughout Louisiana. Call for help, 800-621-3362. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The new all-male Taliban government has issued one of their first decrees Wednesday. The Afghan government has put a ban on all protests, slogans, and demonstrations that do not have official approval of the government. The decree warns that people must get permission before any protest or face severe legal consequences. Donald Trump Jr. on Fox News gives his opinion that the Taliban does not respect weakness.
The only thing these animals respect and understand is strength. And Joe Biden exudes nothing but weakness. Donald Trump exuded strength. So they knew he was not someone to be trifled with. They knew he was not someone to mess with. Donald Trump also had the brain power to actually negotiate like a real businessman, not a bureaucrat politician with no real world experience. The one place I have to be surprised about is Joe Biden is overperforming. I thought it would take him years to destroy America, and he's been able to do it in a mere few months. It's absolutely ridiculous. Every day, the clown show gets worse and worse. You're seeing now the State Department confirming, well, we're not really letting flights of American citizens get out of there because they want to make the world's largest airlift where they took out a lot of Afghanis, a lot of people on suspected terror lists, some convicted rapists out of Afghanistan, but they left the citizens of the United States behind. I guess they want to get credit for that, so they're not going to allow other people to do the job they should have been doing for the last 25 days because they're incompetent.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
After the hour on the DJV program, Jennifer's here, Jay is here, Victoria, for technological reasons, is absent, but she does have leave. So here we are creating, as school gets back into session, we're wondering about where teaching takes place. I've often thought...
Everywhere.
That, yeah, it really is. We live in a petri dish of experiments. Every day there's something going on in your life, life of the people that are close to you, fellow employees at work. You're always trying to create something new, right, for your team, so you can be a little better at your job, that sort of thing. So I was looking at how school districts are handling the COVID situation. And I think everybody in Los Angeles, my grandson is wearing a mask in school. And I saw a picture of him with his fellow first graders all wearing, and they're all different. You know, this he's in a magnet school. What do they call it? Maybe it's a charter school?
Charter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so there are a lot of different youngsters. It's a good representation of what America's all about today, a lot of this and some of that. But they all have one thing in common. And this is what the reason I'm telling you the story is because I think the common denominator is a good one. In the sense, I don't like wearing masks, frankly.
I don't like the fact that children are wearing masks, but everybody is sort of on equal footing. And it's interesting how I was talking to Miles and Megan about this last night. Miles doesn't see it this way because that's not the way his mind is developed. He's a first grader. But Megan and I were talking about how this sort of put everybody on the same par. You know how it used to be in school? If you dressed better than somebody else or you didn't dress as well as somebody else, you were made fun of.
Did they have uniforms?
Yeah. Well, the uniforms. You went to school with a uniform.
Yeah.
And it didn't hurt you any. I think uniforms ought to be, people ought to wear the same thing.
Well, in high school, they also do accolades right at the end of senior year, and there's an actual award for best dress that some seniors not just try to dress better than other people. They vie for that award from day one. Yeah.
Great.
I don't know. I like, you know, as much as I hated uniforms when I was going through it, I always wanted free dress. I hated having to wear uniforms. But now, as an adult, I look back and go, man, if I only had a uniform. Because it's so much easier. You don't have to think about anything. And you're right. It does put you on an equal playing field.
I don't
know if it's the mask that I think puts everybody on an equal playing field. I feel like it's, you know, obviously everybody has to wear a mask, so everybody feels like they're on the same and no one's the weird kid. But I still wonder how it affects teachers' ability to see the facial expressions of the child.
Difficult.
And what's being overlooked. And if something's being overlooked. Maybe nothing, but maybe something, and we just don't know yet.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot being overlooked. You can't. Well, put yourself, never mind youngsters, when you see somebody, I remember on any number of occasions when I was talking to someone and there was an amusement in the conversation, you couldn't really see, unless you looked at the eyes, you couldn't really see any expression. Was this funny? Was it sad? You don't see anything because you can't see the major part of somebody's face. So do we think it's worth it to give that up in order to protect ourselves? I guess it depends.
I don't know.
A lot of these school systems are mandating masking. Yeah. Right.
And, you know, exactly. It was so weird. I was walking because in our building we have the mask mandate in our building.
Which and building? So the one for Carol, eh?
Yeah, and so when I walk, well, because it's a public building in Glendale, and so everybody, you know, and I look in the elevator, walking out. I do that because I think it's just a polite thing to do.
Yeah, right.
And so as soon as I get out, however, I take that mask right off. And so I was walking out of the building yesterday. I took my mask off, and as I was walking in, a lot of people walked past me already masked up because they're going inside the building. But this woman had her mask down around her chin, and she looked at me and smiled, and I looked at her and smiled. And I was like, it almost struck me like I wanted to cry because I do that in like with people I know and I'm still seeing people's face, people I know that are like in my bubble. But to actually smile at a stranger on the street in Los Angeles, we haven't been able to do that even outdoors in such a long time that it hit me. And it was like I had like a moment going, how nice was that to see a stranger and actually connect and smile back and forth? It's weird how something I used to do just every day is now something I'm taking notice of.
That's fascinating, Jen, that you say that, because I kind of feel a little bit, not opposite, but where at the grocery store, if you almost bump into somebody, you just kind of do an apologetic smile where you can't see people's faces. So now people are actually talking to each other more and using their words more. And that's the thing I've actually
done.
Yeah, it's kind of like, it's an actual like, oh, I'm sorry. Oh, do you need this? Oh, I didn't mean to be in the way. I don't know. It's just there. I feel more connected because of the words rather than the passing smile of it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, much is said in expression for sure. Here's the superintendent of a Oregon school system was fired yesterday after enforcing the mask mandate in that school district. The superintendent was told that he was no longer employed after the school board took exception to his requiring masks. That was his order because that's what the state told him to do. So now he's out because he did what the state, because the locals, they're all, that's why I say over and over and over and over and over again, this should be a local thing, that's it. This city or the town makes up their mind, this is how we want it done in our community, and the state's not involved, the feds aren't involved, you figure out what's right for your community.
Well, and it would be nice to know if these decisions were made with some signs or some numbers, like if certain communities are having a spike, then they address that problem. Instead of just broad orders from a state or from the federal government, to actually know what's going on in your community. We talked about this last year, especially when COVID was first kind of coming on the scene, there were a lot of little pockets of California and of other states that didn't have any COVID in them at all because they were little protected areas. They were, you know, more rural and they didn't have people on top of each other. And they were having to live by the same restrictions that people in Los Angeles or San Francisco or other big cities across the country had to live by. And that's not necessarily fair either. I think, you know, address the problem. I think you're right. As locally as possible, probably.
Yeah. Number one. Speaking of science, the United States Navy has invented a special, they haven't, but they hired some scientists to develop a special electronic device that will stop you from talking. It was patented a year or so ago. Just recently outed, if you will, in the magazine New Scientist. Main idea of the weapon is to disorient the person, the target, so much so that they cannot communicate effectively. It's called the Acoustic Hailing and Disruption Weapon, otherwise known as AHAD. Think about Ahab the Arab from that old song.
No. Yeah, yeah.
That anymore. Ahad the Arab. Anyway, so it records speech and then broadcasts it at a target in just a few seconds. It's pretty, well, I don't know. How would you use this? Would you use, this is, how does it work in where, in the warfare? Why would you want to, I guess I don't understand what the approach is or the reason.
Watch out. No, they can't say that anymore. Maybe.
Can I actually get this for my husband whenever he's trying to talk to me about his Call of Duty gaming?
Mm-hmm. Well, but
that'd be,
you know,
great. You could be a tennis couple.
There we go. I'll sign up.
But you know what I'm saying? Why we have all this. This is the stuff that the public wonders about when you see all this money spent, millions of dollars, to develop this this device. And so how does it, if you think about the Navy is supposed to be the war machine, right? Part of the war machine.
Mm-hmm.
So how is this something that would work in war, in battle? And I'm actually asking because I don't understand. In theory, they say it discourages people, the enemy, from continuing to speak. Okay. We can do that with waterboarding, I guess. I don't know. It just seems kind of frivolous.
Or a lot of times, don't you want to
tie something around their mouth?
Yeah, don't you want to go
over their mouth? Can't that work?
Keep talking.
I experience that every day on this program. All right, 43 past the hour. Zodiac Magic. For the second week of September, this is our podcast that's completely unique, not connected to any radio program.
This has been used for crowd control, by the way.
What's that?
I guess they have a mob of people. They break up. They use it to disperse mobs.
Is that official or is that just you making that up?
No, that's what it says.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. You believe that?
Well, I believe our prep. How about that?
Yeah, okay. All right, anyway. So we have this weekly overview of what's going on in the stars, literally and figuratively. Astrologer Laura Banks is here every week talking about healing, how romance works for you in this particular, it's day by day for the week. And there's a new moon that's just this week, so that's affecting a lot of people. Laura says it's a great time to fall in love with somebody new or to try something new with somebody that you have. All right, so there you go. And then Mary O'Malley, who's the psychic scout, talks about old souls and new souls. Aren't you curious? Don't you wonder sometimes about whether your soul has been on the planet before? You hear all those things, but do you believe that there's something like that? Some folks do, some folks don't. When hard pressed, oftentimes people don't know. They can't explain their beliefs. They just, well, that's what I believe. Okay. But don't discount somebody else because they might have a different way of thinking about these sorts of things. If it is something that interests you, I encourage you to try. We have 7 or 8 episodes already that are there at ZodiacMagicPodcast.com or, in fact, wherever you get your podcasts.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
There's nothing better than slipping into bed with soft, comfortable sheets at the end of a long day. Now, MyPillow wants you to sleep even better in their Giza Dream Sheets, made from the world's best cotton, grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that is ultra-soft and breathable. The Giza Dream Sheets Sateen Weave gives them a luxurious finish that'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes as well. Machine washable and durable, all Giza Dream Sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. For a limited time, you can now save 50% on all Giza Dream Sheets using, at MyPillow.com, the DJV promo code. You'll also find deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets, and so much more. Don't miss this sale. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Sleep better with MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
All right, so here we are looking into things that are distracting and distressing. Hurricane Ida, still picking up after all these days. 350 oil spills. You remember there was this pipeline that broke and that got everybody's attention. But there were 350 oil spills. The Coast Guard is trying to figure out with their pollution response team that's out of Baton Rouge and New Orleans. 88% of offshore oil production stopped, and there are 100 platforms that are leaking. That's where 100 of the 350 oil spills come from. Imagine being out in the Gulf, what, maybe 20 miles, and this storm comes through, you got no place to go. Where are you going to go? Right?
Overboard. Horrifying.
Right. Yeah.
I don't even like a boat on a smooth, clear day. I can't even. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the Coast Guard's been conducting flyovers to try to figure out what do you do with 350 oil spills? How do you plug them at this point?
Well, I think you have to shut the line off probably first.
Right.
Fill it.
At
to
its
fix
source.
It, right?
Yeah, right, exactly. But you know what that's going to do? Some say that they aren't doing that because that'll affect the price of gasoline.
Dollar gasoline coming my way.
Right. With all of this, and you know the oil companies use any excuse possible to jam it to you. And I noticed the price is up 9 or 10 cents around me in the last week or 10 days, and it's all because of the hurricane. Whether they can really prove, see, this would be something, we ought to have a class action lawsuit against these companies like this and have them prove without any doubt that they really were financially hurt by all of this stuff.
But, and let's at the same time do a class action lawsuit against the government who is taking, I mean, California, we pay over a dollar in extra fees.
Taxes.
Where is that going? Yeah, where is that money going?
Where
let's go to roads.
Yeah. No, it's going to help out people who are. Well, they want new cars. The government officials need new cars, Jennifer. It's 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Friday brings us a visit from the Honorable Nick Miles, who runs OurAutoExpert.com, which is a fabulous place for you to go and get your car fixed. He doesn't have a garage. Yeah, he does, actually. He's got a garage on his house. How many cars you got in your garage?
Six right now.
And can you fix them yourself? If there's something wrong,
no.
Can you fix them?
Yeah, you wouldn't want any of that, though, Doug.
No, really? What, you're not a good mechanic? After all the things that you know and you've learned, you couldn't fix your own stuff? That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. I'm the kind of guy that knows the theory, but, I'm a good consultant, but you wouldn't want me there with a wrench.
Really? Ah, that's disappointing. Yeah. I'm pretty good at taking stuff apart. Don't ask me to put it back together, however. That's not necessarily, maybe that's not too helpful. All right, General Motors has stopped production of the Volt or the Bolt, whichever one, the electric vehicle, because they have a lot of battery fires. Is this indicative of the whole industry and the people who are running and racing to buy electric cars? Should they perhaps relax a little bit first for a while?
The Bolt with the B-O-L-T, the Volt actually stopped production several years ago. It's discontinued. But the Bolt with B-O-L-T, the B-O-L-T, because their supplier had a fault with the battery, and every single Bolt B-O-L-T is being recalled because it will catch fire. There's a possibility it will catch fire. So they're recalling all batteries to be replaced. Because you don't want your car catching fire. I don't know if you knew that, but it's not a good thing. The idea is that they're all being replaced. Mm-hmm. They're all being replaced. It's not good for Chevrolet's whole brand of electric cars. And, of course, this is the company that said they wanted to turn their whole fleet all electrified by 2036. I think it's a floating target. They keep changing the day where they want to be all electrified, which I, of course, you disagree. I think you think it's a bad idea. I think it's a poor idea, but not quite as bad idea as you think.
All right. So J.D. Powers has released their annual ranking, and people are saying apparently that it's not the car, but the smartphone connectivity, that's a big problem.
Yeah, so this is the initial quality survey, and it's the problems that most new owners have in the first 90 days with their vehicles. So they rank the brands. Interestingly enough, Ram were on the top. and their sister brand Chrysler were on the bottom. So it was a Stellantis. This is the company. It used to be known as Fiat Chrysler. It was a sandwich. They sandwiched the whole survey, one at one end and one at the other. But yes, the biggest thing that people had problems with was their cell phones. Interestingly enough, saying that that was what they were having the most problem with is pairing their cell phones to their cars, which to you and I is probably, you only have to do it once usually, but is something that's absolutely necessary because you don't want to have to be picking your cell phone up and using it while you're driving in the car. A very basic skill seems to be the biggest failure in our industry.
You'll be happy to know that I don't usually pair. My old pickup truck doesn't have the ability to do that, and my Rover has it, but I honestly don't know how to do it. Or if I did, I think I asked my son to do it. He does it with his when he's in my car. So the phone comes up to him or my daughter, but it doesn't to mine. I just do the regular thing. I don't know. Aren't there better things and more important things to be concerned about when it comes to running your car and stuff like that? And maybe that's just...
Well, I think, yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people do it if they use the phone in the car quite a lot rather than having to have it ring and pull over and answer it. You know, if they take calls in the car or they just want to be able to chat with somebody in the car or they want to take a business call or they want to be able to check on the kids or whatever, they want to be able to do it from the car. Or you could wear one of those pretty headsets and wear those in the car, you know. I mean, there's there's choices for everyone.
Nissan Maxima, highest score in this J.D. Powers review in what category? Or every category? Is it every category?
Yeah. I mean, when it comes down to it, they list the number of faults the amount of faults that people listed on each car, and Nissan Maxima had the fewest of any car in the United States. So they actually came out on top as the vehicle that had the least number of complaints against it. So, again, they were lucky. They were the ones that actually got the least number of mistakes. But there again, you look at it, and how many people can, you know, buy Nissan Maximas? It's a really nice car, but to have that nice piece of pride against how many mistakes you have in your vehicle, they're not selling huge amounts. There were some interesting results from this survey. One of the biggest ones was the fact that Tesla were third from the bottom, but they can't officially be counted because they don't have enough numbers and don't have permission.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.